A strip of green cutting through absolute desert. That is Egypt. Not a country that built a civilization despite its geography. A country whose geography was the civilization. Every year, without fail, the Nile flooded, it retreated, and it left behind a layer of rich, dark silt that turned the riverbanks into some of the most productive farmland on Earth. Surplus food meant surplus people. Surplus people meant armies, priests, architects, and kings. Around 3000 BCE, those forces converged into something the ancient world had never seen. A unified state stretching from the Mediterranean coast down to the first cataract of the Nile. Upper and Lower Egypt, two distinct regions with different cultures, different crowns, were brought together under a single ruler. That moment of unification is one of the most consequential political events in human history. Now, the key idea here is what held this new state together. It was not just military force. It was a concept called Mahat, a word that translates roughly as truth, order, and cosmic balance. Think of Mahat as the operating system of Egyptian civilization. The pharaoh was not merely a king, he was the living guarantor of Mahat. If the Nile flooded on schedule, if the harvests were good, if the borders held, that was proof the pharaoh was maintaining divine order. If things went wrong, the pharaoh had failed the gods. That spiritual logic gave the ruler extraordinary authority. It also gave the people a framework for understanding their world. Order was sacred, chaos was the enemy, and the pharaoh stood between the two. Memphis, on the west bank of the Nile near the apex of the delta, became the political and religious heart of this new unified state. It was the capital of the Old Kingdom, the era that would produce Egypt's most enduring monuments. The Old Kingdom covered Egypt's 3rd through 6th dynasties, and it is the age of pyramids. But the pyramid did not appear fully formed. It evolved, Ahmed, through a series of bold experiments. The earliest major royal stone building in Egypt was Djoser's step pyramid at Sakira, a structure built as stacked rectangular levels, like a staircase reaching toward the sky. It was revolutionary, nothing like it had existed before. Then came Snefru, a 4th dynasty king who pushed the form further. His bent pyramid at Dahshur is a fascinating case study in real-time problem-solving. The angle of the sides changes partway up, a visible correction made during construction. Snefru did not stop there. His red pyramid, also at Dahshur, is generally regarded as one of the earliest successfully completed true pyramids. Smooth-sided, geometrically precise, pointing straight at the heavens. That means by the time Khufu came to power, his builders had a working blueprint. The result was the Great Pyramid at Giza, roughly 4,500 years old, standing approximately 147 meters high, with a base about 230 meters on each side. It was built on the west bank of the Nile, the side associated with the setting sun and the realm of the dead. A standard royal funerary complex included the pyramid itself, a mortuary temple, a causeway, and a valley temple near the river. Khufu's son Khafre and grandson Menkaure added their own pyramids nearby, completing the Giza complex. Khafre's pyramid appears taller than it actually is. It sits on higher ground and still retains some of its original casing near the summit. The ancient Greeks later recognized these structures as one of the 7 wonders of the world. Today, the entire Memphis pyramid field, Giza, Sakkara, Dahshur, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Remember this, Ahmed. The pyramids were not built by slaves driven by fear. They were built by a state so organized, so well-fed, and so ideologically unified that it could mobilize tens of thousands of workers across decades. The Nile gave Egypt its food. Ma'at gave Egypt its purpose, and unification gave Egypt its power. The predictable flooding of the river and the political genius of merging two lands into one created a stability so profound that it produced the world's first true superpower and left behind monuments that have outlasted every empire that came after. That is the gift of the Nile, and it is still standing.